but able to keep things clean and keep things on focus and be able to finish that game off. Joining us now on the Johnson Auto Plaza Hotline is our friend Romy Bean from CBS4 Denver, and you can follow her on Twitter at Romy underscore Bean. Romy, welcome to the program, and first off, it's refreshing to be able to go to your segment on the news and be able to talk about a win, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, guys, thanks for having me on, and I got to tell you, yesterday post-game, I was like, man, this is lovely. We're talking about a win, and it's not a win in garbage time in the season, a 1-0 start. It was
right.
Refreshing.
Yes.
And to be honest, something I haven't done in quite some time here.
You may not be old enough to remember when the Broncos used to get off to good starts and then have good seasons. I mean, Vance Joseph got off to, I think, a 3-1 start his first year and a 2-0 start his second year and didn't make any difference. This year, don't you get the feeling that while their final record is yet to be determined, obviously, and many people will still have different views of what that final record will turn out to be. This was a win in terms of the way they won that makes you think this could be a better team this year, at least win more games than maybe they've won since 2016 when they last had a winning record.
Absolutely, Sandy. And I think it's, you know, this is the first time it feels like, wow, you know what? A winning season, like, it seems like this is in the book. 9 wins, maybe 10 wins, seems manageable after you saw what we saw
seems
yesterday.
Possible.
The biggest
right.
thing is,
right.
the biggest thing is, you know, that everyone's, some people are saying, oh, well, the Giants aren't a good team, but these are the games you're supposed to win. You're supposed
exactly.
to be a team that's been
exactly.
an inferior.
And you know what? When they were 3-1 4 years ago, they had a bye week in week 5. They came back and played the Giants in week 6 here, and they were supposed to crush them, and they lost. And that triggered a stretch in which they went 20-40. So I'm a little resistant to those who say the Giants aren't any good. Actually, the Giants are probably better than that Giant team that crushed the Broncos and sent them off on an 8-game losing streak and, in effect, cost Vance Joseph his job, even though it was a year later that he was actually fired. But this one looks like something they can build on, particularly because of the quarterback and a certain guy with a number 58 on his jersey who didn't play any football last year.
Yeah, you know, Vaughn has been the one all offseason that's been saying it feels different this year. But, you know, he's always hyping at the beginning of the year.
Right.
But we really saw it. And, Sandy, you touched on it. It's the quarterback. There is leadership here. And you saw it in that first series they go 3-and-out. Then Albert O has that fumble, and it feels like, oh, man, everything's going to go off the rails. And the way Teddy was able to keep this team calm and keep this team going and then rally, and then Jerry Jeudy went down, and then he was able to finish that drive with a touchdown. These are things that – these are the intangibles is why Teddy got the job, among other things. But the ability to keep this team resilient, to keep their heads in the game, to keep them focused, it's this leadership that they haven't had in quite some time, and you can see how far it goes. These guys are going to play for Teddy, for sure. You see a difference when he is out there. And of course, he had an excellent game. He had an excellent play. I'm not even talking about what he did there. He showed us so much mobility and escapability and things that, I don't know, we didn't think Teddy still had in his repertoire. But the way he's able to lead this team and put them on their shoulders in times of adversity is enormous and something that this team has so desperately needed, and we saw it just come to fruition yesterday.
Yeah, they ended up, some of the players, of course, were even chanting his name, working their way back to the locker room, and we had an opportunity to look at the Broncos, sent out a video of the players getting their game ball, and Bridgewater, after he gets his, did the first thing that he's done all year long, didn't talk about himself, talked about the team victory, how it works out, and yeah, it does seem like a night and day difference that this team feels like. We're not worried about long term. We're not worried about anything like that. But for this year, it really feels like they believe in the quarterback they have. And it changes the way this team plays regarding confidence. The offensive line gave him a lot of time. He extended all of that. But you're right. When I think you look at it, Romy, and look at the way they played, it was efficient, but it was also confident. This was a team that looked like they knew what they wanted to do on offense. And we haven't seen that in a while, have we?
Absolutely. I mean, you hit the nail on the head, and this is, you know, not even a shot at Drew Lock, but, you know, he's kind of one of the young guys, too. Teddy is is more of a mentor, more of a leader, and you can sense it immediately. And to have that kind of a stability, you see it. I mean, I was just watching the Monday night game, and the Raiders come out, and here's Derek Carr, and there's just, you can see the team has so much confidence in him that he's going to lead them down and do something. And then same thing with Lamar Jackson.
Yes, he comes out exactly.
You see that with Teddy Bridgewater. They come out, and they say, okay, we can get something done. This guy's going to help us get something done. And I think another point, too, guys, is confidence coming from Vic Fangio on those fourth downs. I mean, yes. I love the aggressive.
What a change.
But I also loved, we saw it in the preseason, and everyone was saying, well, they're not going to do that in the regular season. That was fantastic. But also the confidence that that instilled in the offense. I mean, and every single time they went and they extended the drive and they ended in points. So I give a lot of credit to Vic Fangio, too, for his decision-making in that game and putting all of that confidence in this offense. And you gotta think he wouldn't have done that last year with that team, right? I know besides him growing as a coach, he obviously has confidence in Teddy and in this unit to make those risky decisions.
Absolutely. And, people not only said that Teddy couldn't move, he's known as Teddy Checkdown in some quarters. Last 50 seconds of the first half, he throws completions for 14, 17, and 16 yards. Some checkdown.
Right?
Right.
And I just, you know, when I was watching Teddy yesterday, my kind of first thought was he's got so much football savvy. He can sense the pressure. He's got so many football smarts to make the play keep going one way or another. And it was totally on display and kind of just a gamer, right? You know, that play where he avoided the pressure twice and then made a got the ball that I think KJ, I mean, he's got so many smarts in it, and he's not reckless, though. You know, he's aggressive, but not reckless.
Talking to Romy Bean of CBS 4 Denver, and Romy, we need to talk about Von Miller, who for the last, quite frankly, since the end of 2019, people have been trying to run out of town, saying he's done. Now he misses the year with the injury, comes back. Oh, all he did was come out with two sacks in the first game and looked like the man possessed that we thought we were going to see last year. Von Miller's out there to make a statement, isn't he?
He absolutely is. And, man, what a thrill, right, just seeing Von coming back out, getting those sacks. I actually saw, I think it was Next Gen that put these stats out, that he was coming off the line faster than he did any time in 2018. So it's Von 2.0 in a sense. He's back and better than ever. And
yeah.
There's all the things, right? He's got the contract year. I know he's very motivated about playing for his son. But I think you see on defense, too, that they're having more fun because they're not playing from behind all the time. They actually get to kind of sit back and play a fun defensive game. And, of course, I mean, what's more motivating than seeing Von just come out there? I mean, the man looks like he was 25 out there. He doesn't look like he's lost a step. He kind of looks like he's gained a step, which is pretty wild.
And this is one area in which the Broncos clearly have some depth at the outside linebacker position. Nothing against Bradley Chubb, who had a good year last year, had a great month of October, and that was enough to push him into the Pro Bowl. But to be perfectly honest about it, Malik Reed filled in more than capably yesterday, and we saw that Cooper played more than a quarter of the snaps. Cooper played more than Patrick Surtain did in the ball game yesterday. So there's obviously depth at a position that you wondered about with Miller and Chubb, one or the other, missing so many games. And yet, the Broncos are 13-16 in the 29 games they've played in which one or both have missed. They've been better with one of them out than they've been with both of them together. And I think when one of them is out, especially in Chubb's case, being out now after 2019, Von Miller wants to show that 2019 was an accident. And I thought even without Chubb yesterday, he might have been even more inspired. Did you get that sense?
Yeah, I mean, I think there is, Sandy. I think you're absolutely right. He wants to care. You know, this goes back to kind of almost even back to 2015, where after that Super Bowl, it was all this onus on Von taking the leadership, and he really had to grow into that role and figure out who he was. And I think he is finally at that point where he knows exactly who he is, and he always wants to be the guy that is dominating, that is leading this defense, Doesn't matter who's out there with him, and it's very clear when he's out there doing what he does, it just supercharges the entire defense. And I think, you know, I think the whole Bradley Chubb situation is unfortunate, because I think it's like we just have not got this opportunity to see the two of them out there together really at all. And I think the pressure's on no one more so than Chubb, right? He's going for a contract, and his body just continues to fail him. And it's kind of like you said, Malik Reed came out there and he played admirably. Jonathan Cooper's probably going to prove to be one of the steals of the draft one day. I know a lot of that had to do with his heart issues. But I think when Bradley goes down and there's just Malik and Cooper, and that kind of charges Vaughn up even more to just put this team on his shoulders, on his side, and carry them. And who knows, maybe he watches what Teddy does, and that gives him a little juice too, knowing that he's that guy on defense.
She is Romy Bean. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at Romy _ Bean. Catch her on CBS4. Romy, thanks for the time tonight. Appreciate it. Look forward to touching base with you next week.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Romy.
Always appreciate it.